Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. In yesterday's episode, I talked about helicopter parenting and parachute parenting. And I'm going to be talking about that again today, but looking specifically at how we deal with kids that are bickering, arguing, and just not getting along, might even be fighting. And I have spoken about this in previous episodes, but I'm going to put a slightly different slant on it this time, and that is helping us deal with what we feel in the moment when we see our kids fighting. Because we often are like, well, I can't stand it. They're just always bickering. They're always fighting. And oh my goodness, every time we go in the car, it's an absolute gong show and it's awful and I just don't know what to do. I actually was speaking to a mum last year who had three teenagers and it was still a problem for her. It was a huge problem. They bicker. She complained of them bickering and arguing and fighting constantly. And I think the kids were like 13, 15 and 16. And so we have to remember that the patterns that we have in our families, the patterns that we create are co-created by everybody in there. We co-create our reality. So if your kids are fighting and bickering and squabbling and it's going on and on and on, the best place to start is to look at our part to play in it. Because they're fighting and bickering and arguing for a reason. And it's probably working for them. Because the two main goals of sibling rivalry are to get attention and to get a parent on side. I'm going to look at how it makes you feel when your kids are arguing and not getting along. Ask yourself that. What is it that you fear most when you see your kids fighting? And many parents I work with say, well, I just want them to get along. I hate it when they argue because, you know, I get on so well with my brother and sister and I just want them to get along with their siblings because they don't realize now that family's so important, blah, 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 blah. They go on. And I totally understand because at the end of the day, we do. We would love our kids to get along. But it would be unrealistic for us to expect them to get along all the time. We don't always get along with everybody all the time. It's okay to not get along with someone. It's okay to argue with someone. What sibling rivalry presents to a child is the opportunity to learn how to resolve conflict in a socially acceptable way. So actually, it's a very needed thing for children to learn how to get along with other people, what they can do, what they can't do, what's okay, what's not okay. And it's the law of the jungle. You know, if they really can't get along with people and they want it their way or the highway and they fight if they don't get their own way, ultimately, people are not going to want to hang out with them. So they will face the consequences of their actions at some stage in their life. But we can help them learn these skills and develop the skills they need in order to resolve conflict in a socially acceptable way. But we have to let go of our fears, because if we're parenting from fear, we are just going to try and stop them fighting because it causes us pain. And that's not really the end goal, is to put ourselves first. If it causes us pain and we're suffering, we have to be able to be comfortable sitting in that discomfort while we help them learn how to work it out. So we have to be able to stay neutral. So in terms of the helicoptering, the helicopter parent will go in and want to fix it all, manage it all, work it all out, find the solution, and will probably try and predict what happened to possibly tell one child they mustn't do it that way and the other child it was okay, it's not your fault. Managing it all, every single bit of it, and robbing the kids of the capacity to be able to manage it for themselves. But on a deeper level, by taking a side, by the story we have in our head, what happened last time and the time before and the time before that, has created a story in our heads, usually that one child usually starts it and the other one is often the one that ends up sad. So we enter the scene, the new situation, with this story in our heads. And there we project that story onto the current reality because we presume it's going to be just the same. So we have to be able to step outside of it. And we have to look at the situation as a completely new situation with no history. You're not bringing any history into this present moment. So we have to be able to stay neutral. We can give the kids the attention if they need the attention, but we give them equal attention. We can sit there and we can help them resolve it and ask them what they want to do. We see both of them. We hear both of them. You can ask each child to say what happened and ask the other one to respectfully listen while their brother explains, and then the brother has to respectfully listen while his sister tells his mum or you what happened. You listen to them both. You say, I didn't see it all, but mummy, you were in the room, you saw it. No, I didn't see it all. It's not for me to take sides here. You guys have to learn how to deal with this yourselves. When you don't take sides, eventually that becomes the new pattern. Therefore, they're not going to come to you because they know, well, mum's not going to take my side. There's no point going to her. They can come to you and say they're absolutely stuck. They need some help. They can't fix it themselves. Great. Go in with them and collaborate together. But as per the previous episode where I was saying, try and let the kids come up with the solutions to the problems they're facing. So rather than you saying, well, maybe it would work if you spend 10 minutes with that toy, and then when you've finished the 10 minutes, you can give the toy to your brother. Asking them, what do you want to do? How are you going to resolve this? And if they say, I don't know, mum, it's just not fair, and they're all emotional, support them, validate their feelings. Say, I can see you're really upset right now. Maybe we need to put the toy down until you're both calm. And then when you're calm, come and we'll work it out. Or maybe you can work it out on your own. If you need me, I'm always here. That way you're putting the courage into them. You're encouraging them to trust in themselves to be able to sort it out. And they probably will. But the minute fear comes into it, we're taken out of the present moment. We just want to fix it because we're upset. It will never bode well. And your kids will continue to repeat the pattern, because they just will. So we have to disrupt the current patterns and disrupt them in a way that is going to lead you to where you want to be and where you want your kids to be and what skills they want to develop. So helicopter parenting and sibling rivalry, often it's because the parent gets over-involved. The parent becomes involved and forms a triangle. So by you staying neutral, you're there, but you're not going to take a side. You're not going to get reactive. You're going to stay calm and you're going to be compassionate and empathetic to both of them. See them both, hear them both, validate them both, ask them both to share what happened if that's what they want, and ask them both what they're going to do in order to resolve it. And you know, if safety is an issue and their health is an issue, obviously you have to step in quickly. But very often we step in when we really don't need to step in. And you'll often find that mums will say to me, well, they don't do this with their dad, it's only with me. And that tells you that they're doing it with you because they know they can. And they're doing it with you because there's payoff somehow. It's working for them, but it's not helping them develop the skills that you actually want them to develop. So I hope that has helped. Remember, Be aware of what it is you fear. Notice your thoughts. Come back to the present moment and meet each moment with a clean slate. Stay neutral. Don't get involved. Help them sort the problem out for themselves and let them know that you're there if they need. Thanks so much for listening. As ever, if you have any problems or questions or challenging situations, please drop me an email. I would love to chat about it on the podcast. And I will look forward to speaking to you all soon. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.